So the hosts are off and underway. 2-0 to Chile. Just five more matches stand between them and their first ever Copa America title. But what a reaction to that first win. Just the first game of the tournament, and it's as if Chile have won the Copa America. I've come to the Plaza Italia, the square in central Santiago, where people come to celebrate, commiserate, or just vent their frustrations if they have any. But none here tonight, as jubilation and ecstasy rule the waves of thousands of people making their way here. And amidst the smoke bombs, cannabis fumes, horns, whistles, and thousands of upturned voices, a mixture of delight and, frankly, bemusement. It's only Ecuador.
I come from Italy. I think this is a really crazy event because it's the first match. And in Italy, it's the same thing, but if we won the tournament. So it's crazy, yeah. Here the people are really, really crazy for the football. I think that in Italy is, yes, the culture of football is the same, but people here are more crazy.
South American, we're like this. You know, if you go to Colombia, we're, I don't know, even worst. Look at that. Oh my God, everybody jumping, everybody screaming with flags, with, you know, they're like going crazy. They're climbing like a statue, I don't know, or something.
Hi, what's your name?
Nick Campas.
And what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm studying.
Just draw a comparison between here and America. I mean, what kind of sporting situation would engender this kind of reaction in America?
I can't even answer that question. I'm not the Super Bowl, not the World Series, not the Stanley Cup. This is a lot of people.
My name is Marcelo Gonzalez. I'm from Concepcion, from the 8th region of Chile.
So how do you feel as a Chilean about this win?
Amazing. I mean, proud, actually. It's a very good start for the Copa America. We're very proud of what they've done. The first win is really important for all of us. I mean, you can see, you can hear all the commotion. I mean, it's amazing.
But it's just the first game, man.
Doesn't matter. We're all thrilled. I mean, the Copa America, it's coming to Chile and it's staying, definitely staying.
I live at Los Héroes, which is right outside the protest, the student protest that happened about a week ago. Never seen anything like it. They were looting, robbing, there were anarchists, it's pretty crazy. This, though, is a positive spin on that. But I do think it's really interesting how in Chile, the young people, the people in their 20s, are all about marching. It's comparable, I think, to Vietnam in the 70s. And I think America, people my age, I'm 22 years old, need this type of spirit, this type of movement, because we're kind of complacent in America.
Mate, the Australians don't party like the Chileans do. This is pretty crazy.
What are your plans for the night?
We're going home.